Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I can watch the film. There was just a lot of mixed execution. I mean, some of it started with me, a lot of it started with me. But there were small things that we missed that we never missed. You know, Coach Brown said it perfectly. He was like, if there was no one in the stadiums, we're going against our scouts. Every blitz that they brought, we should have picked up. Everything they did, we should have. And like I said earlier, they did a great job of executing it, and that's something that we didn't do from quarterback position to the receivers, office line. So it was a full team unit, and something that personally I'm going to take blame for. And I mean, we got to go ahead and get better. I mean, we got a team in Savannah State that brings a lot of different blitzes, so we got to be prepared for it.
Is that players making mistakes? Is that not being prepared?
I think it was a little bit of both. You know, there were certain blitzes that they brought that we haven't seen, and the coaches said that you always can't coach every blitz, you know, and whether we've seen it from them showing us, some defense the coaches didn't show us, but our defense brings, so we know how to protect and we know what to do. And like I said, some of it was just communication by the line. The line's doing a lot better job today. We fixed some stuff up front. You know, having Tyler Gauthier not directing traffic hurts us because he's probably the best at doing it, especially versus that good of a defense. And so now we have a way that Tyler Gauthier can always control the traffic, control the line slides, and it'll really help us in protection-wise.
Hey, why not start your morning with a little Malik Rozier or Rozier or whatever. That name's going to get butchered here through this football season. Anyway, good morning to everybody as we hear Malik talking about. And boy, I'll tell you what, anytime I hear a guy and it just comes from lack of experience, and he tried to flip it around a little bit, but saying they ran some blitzes we've never seen, as in our coaches didn't really have us prepared for certain looks. And he tried to say, well, you know, we should have still been able to pick him up and everything else. But he also said he didn't play very well, which he didn't, and everybody knows it. And that's why no matter what Mark Richt says, he's going to be all of a sudden process of getting those other guys ready that said they didn't make it a competitive situation during the offseason and during spring football. Now those guys get a chance to probably play a lot of football the next couple of weeks.
I would just assume so at this point. And if I'm Thomas Brown or Mark Richt at this point, I a little bit cringed when I heard Malik say what he said, because that is a little bit of a shot at the coaching staff. You know, without trying to take a shot at them, you took a shot at them.
Well, some of it falls on the coaching staff.
Of course,
like,
and that's
Florida,
fine.
Like Florida State. Like,
listen,
Florida State fans are saying the same thing. They're going, just curious. Our guy had a touchdown, and instead of us, like, asking or taking a look to see if it was a touchdown or not, having the officials actually go and look at it and review it.
You hurried up.
We hurry up on the ball and end up getting a penalty. Like, what?
Didn't make a lot of sense.
That's like, are you a first time you've ever been a coach or been around college football? And actually, guys, been to South Florida, Oregon, and now back here. But yeah, there's things that happen that you just kind of, okay. Anyway, that was the whole situation. But I'm with you, Zach. Anytime you hear a guy saying stuff, and I'm sure his coaches said, you know, it falls on everybody.
Absolutely.
It does fall on coaches. Not
they looked
that he
unprepared.
He needed to say it or not. I mean, anytime your team, certain things happen, it's going to fall back to the guy running the show and the coordinators. They take their share of heat as well. So, and I always say this, too, because, man, we've been through this with so many recent UM starting quarterbacks, to be fair. We have, and there's been a list, and some people don't like it, but sometimes I feel a little dirty myself when I leave here in the morning, and I'm serious, that we start talking about these guys like they're professionals.
Of course.
And we do treat University of Miami like our fifth professional team, and especially the quarterback situation. We do. We treat that, fair or not, we treat that position like they're getting paid $10 to $15 million a year, and I
maybe sometimes it's not fair. I understand that, but like you said, the fifth professional team. to a point, that's the Miami Hurricane football team.
Anyway, we got all that stuff going on here this morning. We'll get into all that. Of course, in Pittsburgh, the Le'Veon Bell story continues, still waiting. They thought maybe he'd show up yesterday and get his physical and sign the tender for $14.5 million. And no, he not only didn't show up, then we find out he hasn't even spoken to his coach. He is.
What is going on with this situation?
Well, he got to show up today, or I don't know if he showed up late last night or what he's doing. There's no reason to show up late last night.
No, today's day one for prep, right? Wednesday would be the day you walk into camp. You start with tape, or you start with the walkthrough of what the game plan. You look at the game plan today. If he's not there today, I don't think there's a chance he plays on Sunday regardless.
Well, before he goes on the field, he's got to take a physical,
yeah. And
he's got to sign that tender because they want to make sure, no matter who you are, before they give you $14.5 million, they want to make sure that they're not getting damaged goods here. So they'll check him out. But, yeah, because of this, and it's already started, everybody's picking Cleveland, the big upset at home to beat Pittsburgh. And, you know, it does, as you're watching it going, yeah, man, this is the fact that these guys on the team got to talk about Le'Veon Bell all the time. It's about Le'Veon. If you guys talk to him, what's he doing? Can he play this week? Is it too late? That's the stuff that the coaching staff's talking about. And it is, and he's a great player, but it becomes a distraction.
It's your one of your best players or your best player?
Talking about something that's with somebody that's not even there yet, and you hope he's coming in. And speaking of that, just speaking of jerking somebody around, Dwayne Wade. Like, the Dwayne Wade thing, I like Dwayne a lot. Obviously, he can do whatever he wants. He's earned the right to do whatever he wants. They need him back. Everybody knows they need him back. He's good for butts in seats and for the loyal fan base that sells out that arena. That Dwayne, they like seeing Dwayne come in, and it's still really cool. But he's sitting out in L.A. playing basketball games. They got video of him playing pickup games against a bunch of guys that look like they're from the local YMCA for lunch, grabbing a little lunch and trying to get a little workout in. And meanwhile, Riley realizes what happened last time. I don't care what anybody says. There's nobody going to tell me that Pat Riley and Dwayne Wade have this great, loving relationship.
It's strained. Yeah, it's strained.
It's still a little strained. And by the way that D-Wade has handled everything, this is what he can say whatever he wants, but this just,
Well, the ball's in D-Wade's court. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, he
can
say, hey, listen, I'm coming back. I'm good to go. And, I'm going to sign another year. But instead, he's out there playing basketball, and we see him working out. We see him in Europe. I feel like I've been with Dwayne on half these vacations and half these pickup basketball games.
Well, he did say if he's going to come back and play, he's going to play in Miami, right?
So yeah.
If he doesn't play if he plays in the NBA, it's going to be for the Heat. And when does camp start? Like, if he's there the day before camp, that's all that matters. He's going to jerk Riley around until that day before camp.
He might.
He's not showing up.
Pull Le'Veon Bell and show up the day
of. Yeah, he's not going to do that.
But he knows what kind of shape they want him in and the weight and all that stuff. He's been around this whole culture for a long, long time. So, anyway, I'm just sitting here going, geez, D-Wade. Stop the teasing, man, with you must be just killing Riley.
Of course.
Riley can't say much.
What can he say?
After last time the owner had to get involved, he's just kind of watching this thing. And
Riley has to sit back and just take it. Riley can't do anything at this point.
No.
Was he going to come out and say, you know what? Dwayne's got a week to sign, or yeah, we're going to move forward. Can you imagine Riley coming out and saying that?
There's one guy that can get away with this and do what he's doing, but the message is clear cut. Because I know what Dwayne's going to come back and say. He's going to go, no, I really wasn't sure, and that's why I've been doing some different things. I wanted to get my business in play and my family and everything, and now I feel good that I'm ready for basketball season because I feel like that's coming.
And that's 24 hours before camp starts.
But, well, I don't know when it's going to be.
2 days before camp.
But whatever it is, it's and they'll come on and they'll put a happy face next to each other and stuff. But, yeah, this is going back a couple years and never being the highest paid player on the Miami Heat and everything else with this. We got so much stuff. We got Dolphins back to work today, man. We're going to start talking about all these matchups in week one and football and fantasy football and all this stuff and getting your team ready. And it's really a cool time as everybody's back and most teams' first day back to get in their game plans. And
38 hours till the NFL starts, by the way.
Yeah, that's right. Thursday night football game, Falcons.
Not that I'm counting.
At the Philadelphia Eagles. No, Thursday night, man. NBC kicks it off in a big way. They always get a great game. The Super Bowl champion always gets to be at home, and they get a playoff team to play him. And it happens to be Atlanta, who a lot of people think also has a really good chance in the loaded NFC to make a run to a Super Bowl and everything. And by the way, they got their own tough division. My God, you look at what they've got with Carolina and New Orleans. That's
three teams possibly in the playoffs from that division.
Three of those teams all won double digits in wins last year. So, yeah, that one's going to be fine. We've got a lot of Dolphin news that we're going to be getting to here this morning. We've got all kinds of stuff. Yesterday, of course, everything, I guess, went back to Just Do It, the Nike Colin Kaepernick Just Do It campaign that they're doing. And you heard everybody. It got ugly, man. The red came out in everybody. The blue came out in everybody yesterday. And the young and the old and how people feel and cutting stuff and burning it. And of course, we got to hear from the president. Like, he didn't have enough going on. He had to get his stuff in there. So it's just Nike, by the way, I got to believe. I read everything, and I'm always curious to hear what everybody has to say and who's going to come out, what big names are going to come out and say something. But you got to know that Nike, before they decided to get all this free publicity, some good, some bad, that they must have had research.
Of course.
I mean, they must have had some of the best in the business going, all right, you know, this is a little hot in the country right now. Do you want to do this? Going back to the national anthem and everything else, and are you sure? And Nike went all in.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
But they're making this campaign about Colin now, but I don't think what people realize, all the people that are cutting socks and burning shoes and, you know, ripping away their shorts and this and that, you know, Colin Kaepernick's been a Nike guy for a couple of years now. They didn't just sign him to a deal, you know, a week ago and then start this campaign. They're just putting him as the face of this campaign.
Yeah,
he's been a Nike guy for years.
I think a lot of people thought when he was out of football that Nike wouldn't keep paying him. So, I mean, there have been some things that we found out that we didn't know. But anyway, and all that stuff going on, it did get me thinking last night about the most marketable athletes we've ever had. We'll come back and talk more about that. You may have some guys that that just were all over it with advertising and just killed it. I've got some oldies but goodies and a couple of guys from today myself. So anyway, we're going to go to break. We'll take a quick one, and we'll be back right after this.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
The nighttime is Donald.
It's the most anticipated music festival of the year, Riptide Music Festival, powered by Ford on Fort Lauderdale Beach. Lineup's going to be announced this Friday morning. That's right.
We're really hyping that thing up.
Right here.
It's not a disappointment.
On 560 WQAM. Joe,
you
will not.
We're going to find out it's Casey in a Sunshine Band or something.
I can't confirm nor deny that. You will not believe your ears. Riptide Music Festival, powered by Ford. It is coming. Listen Friday to 560 WQAM and 96.5 HD2.
We're keeping him away from that announcement, by the way.
Who?
I might handle, because I'm actually really excited for it, so I might just handle it and keep his mic off just so he doesn't comment.
Oh, I don't care.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, I don't want you to rip it. Like, I'm actually excited for it. There's no reason for you to crap on it.
Oh, Joe, I thought you meant me. I thought you meant I was going to butcher a name or something.
No, he's talking about me the whole time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's
probably a good idea.
What's the other one Corona has over on the beach? It's really good. They get some great acts. I mean, that thing is really good. I forgot the name of it.
Yeah, that's probably the competitor one to our sister station.
I don't care what it is. Yeah. They go out and kick ass. They bring in some groups,
I like
man.
The Chili Cook-Off.
Chili Cook-Off brings in great groups.
Yeah. I think the one that's you're talking about is Tortuga.
Yeah, Tortuga is a good one.
Why don't you just wait till Friday? Then you can pass your judgment.
Well, we're getting everybody, oh, this can be exciting. This can be unbelievable. I'm like, okay.
Joe, it's the most anticipated most music anticipated. Festival of the year.
I don't know about that.
Joe, it is coming. You asked me to read the liners. I read them.
We better not be getting the elbow room and the groups like the elbow room gets upstairs or something.
Wait a minute. That'd be fun. Elbow room's a hot place. It's still open?
The elbow room?
Yeah.
Man, that thing's jumping.
I just want to make sure I haven't been down there in a while.
Man, that thing.
That was the best.
You ever cruise down the beach and everything else will be dead, and then there's this it's packed almost to the corner there on the street. 20
yeah,
deep.
On the corner of Los Olas.
And they're still drinking beer, man. They're still pouring draft beer and a couple of people, you know, liquored up. Occasionally be somebody puking in the street. I mean, they're still rolling.
Nothing wrong with
place
that.
Place is still rolling.
Elbow room.
How long has the elbow room been around?
Forever. That's why I asked if it was still open. I haven't been down there in a while.
See, no, the elbow room, like, I think it sold like this little dive sold for like $7 or $8 million. Somebody bought
it. I can't
imagine
why.
They're pouring a lot of alcohol.
That place used to be the hot spot for spring break.
Hell, there's been hurricanes. Like, when they have hurricane threats, everything's closed, but the elbow room. Like, people go, don't worry about the hurricane. Will be here in a few hours. Let's go grab one more beer at the elbow room.
Drink. Last call. Hurricane's coming.
I think this place is still here.
The elbow room?
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
does it still exist?
Yeah. I knew that it's been there for a million years.
Legendary. If you've lived down there long enough, you've thrown up. Like, you've ended up there at the end of the night and maybe gone
check
over
that off
the
my
beach
list.
And thrown up. Or
is this a place like it doesn't have a W in the name? Elbow, E-L-B-O?
Yes. You're right. Yes, correct.
Doesn't have a W?
No W.
It's been around for
legendary. No, it's legendary.
I feel like I grew up there. That was like, I remember my first day off. They're like, hey, you know, we're all rookies, 21-year-old guys. And I'm like, hey, you want to go to the elbow room?
Well, that was when it was the hottest, by the way. You're talking about, what, early 80s, right?
They're still.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm saying you watch any movie, any of those 80s movies from back in the day about people, oh, yeah, where are we going to go for spring break? Let's go to Fort Lauderdale Beach. Let's go down there. It's going to be so much fun. And they're at the elbow room.
Yeah. And by the way, from time to time, you're over there and you're in the back. You're 5 or 6 deep late at night or early in the morning.
Probably early in the morning.
And you get that little smell comes through there occasionally, too. You realize that, you know that smell. I don't need to tell you that smell. That's all I'm saying is that smell.
Looks like they have good food. I'm looking at all their pictures.
Never have eaten there. That is.
I don't think I've ever eaten there.
You know what that place is about? That place is about keep the buzz going.
Yeah,
that,
right.
Or finishing off the night, or hopefully you're staying in one of the hotels to either one side or the other. There's
the Clipper side or the side on the other.
According to how much money you're spending, you can walk liquored up down the beach or on the other side. And
Fort Lauderdale Strip.
Have somebody help you get back.
Yeah, someone texted an elbow room still open, always full.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Nothing's lasted that long. No. Nothing in this town. Nothing in South Florida's lasted that long.
No, elbow room's legendary. Totally
how
legendary.
How many places that serve alcohol have made it?
Down there in the Strip?
That
haven't changed name 40 times?
Literally from as a senior in college to now, it's still like jumping. It's like, I mean, you're right though, Zach. I don't know if it was the way it was, but man, I driving by there, I don't know why I was out so late. And I looked over and I go, man, everything else shuts down and there it is. Still 6 or 7 deep at the bar.
I do like your hurricane.
Couple people making out. Oh no, it's
100% true.
I guarantee you the TV folks are like, we need a shot and get some comments.
Yeah.
Because a hurricane, what do we have for the 11 o'clock? And they go, elbow room. Yeah. Get a couple out there. Because you only get somebody liquored up that'll like, hey man, I mean, you know, and then somebody goes, you know, they should be getting ready. It's not safe.
Is your house boarded up? No. Are you prepared for the hurricane? Nope. I got 2 more beers here at the elbow room. And by the way, there's Kim Bocamper. He's hanging onto a tree doing a CBS hit right outside the elbow room.
The winds are blowing. It's terrible out here. But you can see the elbow room. There's 100-something people over there getting liquored up.
Why not?
It is.
God, elbow room. Wow. Brought back some good memories.
I don't know how the hell I got to the elbow room.
Either did I.
Not exactly what I was thinking. It's 6:27 in the morning to get to the damn elbow room.
People are probably leaving now.
Hey, by the way, speaking of late night, early morning, for any tennis fans we have, or people just like competition, because I know a lot of people, you know, tell me, Joe, you're the only one who likes tennis. Nadal and team put on a show last night.
Still going?
4 hours, 50 minutes, 5 sets. It is smoking hot. People been dropping right and left, men and women, in this tournament. Just unbelievable. Nadal ends up winning, of course, but 4 hours and 50 minutes, and they are going after every shot. If you see the highlights, tiebreakers, half the damn sets were tiebreakers. Just crazy, man, to be in that kind of shape. 4 hours and damn near five hours of tennis at the U.S. Open. Just amazing. I never like one of those. Oh, this might have been the greatest match of all time because there's been so many great ones. But, man, this thing was really just ridiculous. It was just fantastic to watch.
Could you sit there for the 5 hours if you were a fan and watch that?
With the shots they were hitting, yes.
Mm, okay. Now, I'm just asking because I know you're a tennis junkie.
That is a long time.
It's a long time.
Long time.
We get upset when like a football game goes 4 hours.
I'm not a big fan of the best of five, and they have them in the majors. I still think.
Just Hollywood's been talking about that for a while,
too. Two out of three sets.
But it's way too long.
But
5 hours?
Just kills Fed. That's
why. Yeah, the older you are.
The older you are, man. Like, and it's hot, and you're trying to pace yourself. And
you can't pace yourself.
Young guys are going, I want to see you at 37. Go try to go five with me there, jerky. So, yeah. Anyway, yeah.
You really think you could make it through that, though?
Just watching,
I don't
right?
know.
I mean, that's an hour longer than those college football games
that's
we complain
it.
About.
Yeah, I agree. It would be, you might be right. That might, especially, that thing started late, and it went, you're talking past midnight. Yep. You got love tennis.
Love
you're
tennis.
Going, no, hell no, we've spent a lot of money on these tickets to see Nadal. We're staying. Don't give me that, you're tired. Go grab a Coke. Go grab some coffee. We're not going anywhere. Yeah, we got all kinds of stuff. We got some news yesterday. It looks like Devontae Parker is not going to play in the first game with his finger. Hopefully, he'll be back for the New York Jets game the second week. And here we go again on that one. I guess there are going to be a lot of people that don't expect much anyway. So.
Me. I don't. I don't know what to expect from him anymore. That's the problem. It's that it goes back to that dangerous word. He's got a ton of potential, but the guy can't get on the field.
Yeah. Well,
and then when he does, he has it's one of those times where he gets on the field. He's healthy all week. He has six catches for 90 yards. One incredible catch, and you're like, wow, this is what we've been waiting for. Oh, but at the end of the game, he tweaked his ankle. He's going to be out a week.
Yeah.
Like, goodness gracious. And now he's not even ready for the opener.
He's been injured on some plays during games. You're right. And actually, on some ridiculous catches, he's come down and injured himself.
He's
so.
The best tease in the last 5 years for this team.
He's been a hell of a tease.
Yeah.
I can't disagree with you. So anyway,
I was super excited when they drafted that guy because I was like, "Oh, we got like a number one receiver.
Oh,
we
got a big athletic
guy, athletic. We just saw what he did in college football. This is great. This is going to be amazing. This is what you need." And then what'd you get? You got five mediocre. This not on the field here. Then a great tease game. Maybe even two games in a row where he teases the you know what out of you, and then he's done for two games.
Yeah. Nope.
Now he's not ready for the opener.
Well, that's all right. They've got a bunch of different guys, and they do need him to come back and play and play better than he has. I totally agree, but I understand a lot of people are like, I don't even want to hear his name. Just if he shows up and plays great, okay, but no teasers about he's out. I don't care. I already got people saying.
It's just tough, Joe.
Don't care. Let me know if Devontae does something good, and then we'll talk about it.
Just tell me when he's active. How about that?
But the Dolphins also going to do something that we haven't had happen in a long, long time. I was trying to go back. I can't remember for any old Dolphin fans the last time we had a first, second, and third round pick in the same draft all come in as rookies and basically start like Fitzpatrick, Gesicki, and Baker. And then we got our redshirt rookie. They call him Raekwon McMillan, the redshirt rookie, who hasn't played, didn't play at all last year, got injured in his very first play on a punt in a preseason game now starting. So you basically have four rookies that you're counting on to come in and play well. And no time, you got to get out there. I know you're going to make a few mistakes, but you can't make a lot. Because you're going to be a big part of whether this team wins or loses. You start talking about four guys playing, four guys of 22 starters. You're counting on a lot of young guys with obviously major upside and talent to to be a big, big part of this thing if it's going to work and work early on.
I'm just afraid of growing pains, like you just said. Getting out there and making a couple mental mistakes just because you're not ready. And otherwise, I'm kind of excited for it.
Yeah,
because
this team
needed something. They needed an infusion of something.
They need some young guys. And not just come in here and count on guys in their 30s.
Well, how many times do we talk about bad drafts and guys not playing and he's not on this team anymore? And, this guy was a second-round pick 4 years ago, and now he's not on the team. Now you got four guys in the last 2 years that hopefully will make a huge impact on this team.
Yeah.
Huge. I'm excited for it.
Well, it should be really fun, especially see how they're going to use Mike Gesicki in this thing. I am really curious because they held him back, and he was just tearing it up in practice. Everybody, and not just the coach, but the other players going, wow, this guy is really good. And they didn't show him a lot in the preseason. People were frustrated. And now the head coach gets a chance to go, okay, here's what I had in mind for Mike Gesicki and how I'm going to use him, how I've been using him in practice. And now Tennessee gets to see for the first time, not a lot of film on him, to see what he can do and how we're going to use him this season.
You're going to be able to contain your excitement when he catches his first touchdown in the end zone. You know,
oh, my
red
God,
zone.
No.
Because we've been talking about it for so long, just having that red zone threat. And then before the draft, I hope they get this guy, Gesicki. Then they got him. Then we've been out there for camp, and we saw what's going on in those red zone plays, those one-on-ones. I don't know if that booth's going to be able to contain you when they finally get him kind of mismatched out on the by himself, and then all of a sudden that ball goes up in the air, he catches it and comes down with it. I would like to be in the booth when you go crazy.
Well, you just hope
one.
You hope it works out the
That's
way it.
It
looks like it is.
Absolutely, you're right.
And his improvement has been great. So now he's just got to take it into games, and he's played in a big time program. So this shouldn't be this huge jump. Penn State's got what?
There'll be 50,000 less people in the stadium than he's used to.
100,000, and he's used to playing all those other stadiums in the Big Ten that have big crowds and cold weather. He should be set. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how they're going to use him and all those things. And we have just desperately needed a pass receiving tight end.
Jordan Cameron, Julius Thomas?
Just those guys gone, damaged goods gone, both of those guys out of football gone. That's the other thing. I mean, we've got two guys that have literally played here and retired.
Mm-hmm.
You're going, all right, maybe we'll have this guy signed a couple years, and then next thing you know, concussions, and finally he says, hey, it's not good. I need to stop. I've had way too many. And the other guy just –
stiff as a board.
We didn't get
around.
Picked up for a reason.
Of course.
That's why he's now back doing research for CTE, going back to school. Anyway, we got to go to school too, man. We got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. More news to get to as well. Hey, I believe Jorge Mas going to join us this morning, the owner of the Miami MLS team, one of the owners. Going to join us, get us caught up on some news from that. We'll have that for you coming up. Brett McMurphy. And the nose is going to join us.
He's back.
He's back and going to get us caught up. See how you're doing on fantasy football. Case, you might have some of his guys and how he feels about everything. So we'll have all that for you.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right. Welcome back, man. We're getting close. Zach, you brought it up, man. And I really can't wait.
I know. It's
because
like, it's
the game
be Christmas
counts.
For you.
Thursday night football.
Yeah, boy.
On NBC.
I'm super excited.
Even that news director over there at NBC who hates sports.
Yeah,
she got to enjoy that. She keeps putting these shows together, and none of them get close to the ratings she gets for her sporting events.
Do you realize how many people are going to watch?
Yes.
Tomorrow night?
She might be the only one not happy about this.
I mean, I cannot wait. I mean, and it's a good game. It's not, you know, it's two good teams. You get to see Atlanta, Philly special.
I like what
they
do.
No Carson Wentz, though.
No, but I love one thing NFL does, and I like. You kick off the season Thursday night, and whoever wins the Super Bowl is at home for that first game. It's the celebration and stuff. And they go, okay, and then they get a playoff team to come in and play you. And it happens to be the Atlanta Falcons, who've got a good team, too. And here we go. Kick it off. And then, of course, Sunday will be here in no time.
Oh,
and
God.
All those 1 o'clock games.
Keep talking dirty to me.
And you know what's amazing
is you kind of look at all these games, like one of the hottest games everybody's talking about. I didn't think it was possible, but I'm curious too. Pittsburgh's going to Cleveland. I don't know. I don't want to say it's Hard Knocks, the fact they had the first pick in the draft.
It's contagious,
or
bro.
All the guys, yeah, or it's Mr. Contagious. Contagious and practice no matter what, Jarvis Landry. Like, I'm curious to see, and all these high picks they've had a bunch of ones and twos. They might have hit on a bunch of them. And let's go. And then Pittsburgh, of course, the unknown of Le'Veon Bell, who they're still waiting to see if he reports. I love everybody's take on it yesterday, too. Like, well, how many days of practice does Le'Veon Bell need? And you know, he's going to show up. I guess he showed up a lot earlier. What would they say? He showed up like 9 days earlier?
Yeah. Like on that Monday beforehand, you know, almost you know, eight right. days before.
Start working. Yeah. And he's obviously salty about his contract, which would scare me because, like, he is showing up at the last possible second. Then we find out his head coach hasn't talked to him.
Yeah, that's bad, right?
All that stuff is just – but he's really good, really, really good. Still got to take a physical, got to sign the tender before they let him go
Imagine
out.
If he doesn't pass the physical.
No, I think
I'm just thinking of all the worst-case scenarios.
Well, you got to cover yourself, Casey's got some hidden thing.
Well, James Conner's going to start the game. Science. It's not even a question. Even if Le'Veon Bell comes in today, he is. And last year, you know, we read the text yesterday or the tweet yesterday. He showed up, what, 8 days, 9 days early last year and only had 13 touches in the first game. That's not a Le'Veon Bell game to get 13 touches. You know something was up there. What's he going to get when he's there 4 days early, 5 days early? Like, I don't think he's going to be – right now, you can, if you're Tomlin, put him in the game plan.
But you're not in 4 or 5 days. Like, today's kind of a – you got to do a little bit of football. Like, today, it's not these practices are going to kill you, but they're going to probably have their offensive practice today. And if he's not there, I don't even know if he plays. What, is he going to show up on defensive day of practice?
Yeah, it's not going to work. I think he's a wash for week one no matter what.
I think he's going to show up, though. He still wants to make sure he gets that $855,000 that he gets per check.
No, he ain't stupid. Yeah, he ain't stupid.
But, yeah, I'm just looking at this thing, and Cleveland's got to be going, man, this is good. I'd rather see James Conner out there than Le'Veon Bell. And they haven't beaten him for a while now. Pittsburgh, of course, had a really good football team.
But wait a minute. How about the headline I read to you earlier this morning? Cleveland looking for his first win since 2016.
That's weird.
That is a weird headline, right? But it's true. They have not won a game since 2016.
Well, they've only won one in 2 years, so it's
and that was the one win that season in 2016.
That's a lucky man. Hugh Jackson still have his job.
You're right.
He I don't know if he got dirty pictures of the owner doing something he wasn't supposed to, or he go, I'll do Hard Knocks, no problem. I go, all right, you can stay as a coach. No,
that's it.
The owner goes, I like Hard Knocks. We're gonna do it. Okay. No problem. We'll give them whatever they want. But, yeah, so we got that. I was just looking at some of the games because you don't know. I'm looking forward to Jacksonville going to the Giants to see Barkley. And, of course,
I want to see Jalen Ramsey and Odell Beckham.
Odell Beckham, yeah. What a great matchup that's going to be.
Just got paid. Ramsey talked about Eli and how bad Eli is. Like,
took some shots at him.
It's going to be some good stuff in that game, yeah.
And I'll give you another game I was looking at that I was kind of curious about. Houston is going to New England.
Yep.
Houston got everybody. They got the great pass rusher back. They got their guys there.
They also picked up the honey badger, by the way, too.
They got the quarterback back. I'm really looking forward to seeing what JJ, is he close to the guy that he was? You get a quarterback that was just tearing it up before he was injured. So you got all these things. And you look at guys coming back from their injuries and stuff.
How about 1 o'clock? You got Jimmy Garoppolo versus the Vikings defense.
That's a pretty good one.
I want to see Jimmy G.
After winning their last five last year, and Minnesota, of course, one of the teams in NFC. People are picking to make it to a Super Bowl. But NFC, man, on paper. Now everything's different every year. We always do this, and then there'll be three or four teams that. Like, what happened to them? They weren't as good as they were supposed to. You never know, but off of last year.
Wasn't that the Jacksonville story from last year? Like, the year before that, you don't know what was going to happen with Jacksonville. Then they came out and they were world beaters last year.
Well, I'm going to be shocked if Jacksonville's not good.
Yeah. No, what team this year is last year's Jacksonville? There's going to be a team that kind of steps up. I don't know who it's going to be. By the way, another intriguing one. How about Sunday night when Khalil Mack and the Bears take on the Packers? I want to see that too.
That's,
you know, like there's some good matches
because of the big contract, and everything to see where they are. And
by the way, the
money closer.
Monday night games are stinky.
What they get for
Jets and Lions?
Yeah,
and then Rams and Raiders.
Okay,
they're a little stinky.
Jets got a rookie quarterback. Yeah. People be curious. That's always one of the stories. See how this rookie class plays.
Once again, Sunday Night Football gets the best out of those three. I think Bears Packers is the best night game.
Yeah. No, but ESPN Monday night.
What?
They get some real stinky Monday
bombs.
Night games.
Yeah.
And, you know, just all these different things. But listen, it's going to be fun. And, of course, the Miami Dolphins open with Tennessee, who, by the way, in case you're not familiar, they were 9-7 last year. And they had their starting quarterback out. And they got a really good team. They got a lot. You want to talk about a team that quietly you go, ooh, they're pretty good everywhere, are really good. So that's going to be fun. And they got a quarterback who can run. Mariota can run. He can get outside. He can run that stinking read option thing, which just gives everybody fits. The old, if you don't stay home and you get suckered in and you start handing off and having a little success, handing the ball off to the running back, and the next thing you know, you're in trying to make a tackle from the outside, and he keeps it. And heads down the 25 side.
25 yards,
20 yards, 18, whatever. And so he can do that. And plus, he can get outside the pocket. So those guys going to have to, on the outside, going to be an interesting. And you want to talk about a good matchup? Quinn on the outside against Luan at left tackle.
I'm excited for that. I'm excited to see Quinn.
If you like matchups and see how guys are going to look and who's going to tear it up. And as we mentioned, the Dolphins have done something. You know, I've been here since 1980, either as a player or a media member. I don't remember a first, second, and third round pick coming in and basically starting. I don't know if Kosicki's going to play the first play or not, but Fitzpatrick and Baker out there, not to mention Raekwon was last year's second round pick out of Ohio State, but man, first, second, I mean, for everybody bitches about these drafts and stuff, getting those guys out there, and they took these jobs pretty early, like, oh, hell, they're better than what we have already, or as good, or already making more plays. So it looks like you're going to play a lot of three safeties, too. We're wondering about three safeties.
We've been talking about that for a couple months now.
And I said, and I did say this, and just to be honest, because I don't want to be a complete fraud early in the morning. Said playing with three safeties, maybe 20% of the time. I just don't see it.
It's going to happen.
It could happen 70-75% of the time. Those three guys could be out there together.
If you know, Adam said this for a while, and we've been talking about it too. The best 11 is going to be out there, and if he's part of the best 11 and three safeties are part of it, I don't mind it.
No, he did make that clear.
That
I'm playing the best 11 guys, and so whether they're fresh
three
out
safeties,
of college,
or
they're 20 years in the league, I'm playing the best guys. So anyway, we've got so much stuff going on. Hey, I teased you before about this Colin Kaepernick Just Do It campaign, and it stirred it up. Of course, everybody was all fired up. The deep reds and the deep blues were, everybody was coming out strong. And, you know, the young people, the old people, everybody going to have an opinion on this, right? But I was thinking of the most marketable athletes ever.
Wow.
You know, we know Kaepernick's doing this thing, and it's stirring it up for the 30-year anniversary. But the most marketable athletes ever, some of the guys that just dominate. Before we go to break, can I give you one?
Yeah.
O.J. Simpson. Now, I'm going old on you, man. O.J. had them all.
He was one of the original guys in 50 different commercials.
My man was in rental cars and jumping, go, O.J., go! He knocked me down one day. He was in Miami Airport, and he ran by me. He was still pretty good at that point. He dipped his shoulder, and I fell down. Knocked me right down. So this guy, wasn't he doing everything?
Yeah, he was in every commercial you could possibly think of back then.
And to get right into it, I mean,
movies,
part
the whole
of it were white and black, and everybody's buying into it. Like, I love O.J. Everybody liked O.J. O.J. was strong. You want to give me one? You can get some obvious ones.
Yeah.
Another guy everybody liked.
No, I know that, but I'm not going to give you an obvious one. No, I'm not going to go obvious. I'm going Bo Jackson.
I can be
that. I'm not doing it.
Okay.
I have him written down. He's written down on my sheet, but I'm going Bo Jackson.
Come on. Give me one everybody liked. Everybody.
You got to go Tiger Woods in there, right?
Oh, yeah. Tiger.
I mean, Tiger had people wearing golf stuff that didn't play golf.
That's exactly right. That's a good one. Tiger got to be on top of that list. Tiger could sell everything. He was he's all white guys are buying Tiger. I love Tiger. Everybody was buying Tiger stuff. He had all of them, man. He made $10 million in earnings and $90 million in.
You made a lot of money.
The man was on a roll.
A lot of money.
Tell you what, we got to go on a roll. We got 7 o'clock hour coming up. We got a lot of stuff to get to here. A lot of NFL stuff. We got college football stuff. All kinds of stuff going on here. And we'll find out who you think. Just the most marketable athletes ever. I just go by who did all the commercials. When you're doing all the commercials during the break and you're playing, you're a badass, right? When they have three of your commercials in a row,
yeah,
and then you go back and you're scoring like 20 points or...
There's easy answers. I'm trying to find other guys.
Oh, okay. All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.